One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We are looking at 1 Peter, the second chapter, and we're looking at verse 22 today. We've been looking at every single verse all the way through 1 Peter, and we have been mightily blessed by what's being said here. Let's just take a look back at verse 21, because we need to refer to verse 21 to see what Peter is talking about. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example. You must follow in his steps. Peter is saying to you there that Christ, Jesus Christ himself, is your example. And what we are supposed to do is to follow in his footsteps and follow closely behind the Lord God, because he has shown us the way. He goes on, Peter, to reiterate in verse 22, he says, he never sinned nor deceived anyone. And in verse 23 it says, he did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. He never sinned nor ever deceived anyone. What a wonderful thing to be able to say. What a great epitaph to your life. This guy never deceived anyone. This woman never deceived anyone. It's difficult to say that woman or that guy never sinned, because you see, Romans 3 and verse 23 says, we all sin and fall short. All of us, every single one of us, we all sin. Whether you like to think so or not, we all do. None of us is higher than anyone else. God doesn't love any one of us any more than any of us. He has no special... what's the word I'm looking for? He has no one that is more high and lifted up, if you will, than others. So if you take a look at the life of someone like Billy Graham, and then take a look at the life of, let's say, a murderer who has turned his life around and become a born-again Christian and loves the Lord with a passion, God Almighty doesn't look on them any differently. He has just given one a certain anointing and another a certain anointing. And that is the point, beloved. We cannot, any of us, step into someone else's anointing. If we are shown or given a special privilege, given a special anointing, it means that that anointing, whatever it happens to be, is for us. You see, beloved, Jesus himself never sinned and he never deceived anyone. And I love this in verse 23. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. How often was Jesus insulted? Now, I know myself, okay? I know how I feel. If someone were to insult me, I would be incensed. In the natural, I would be incensed. I wouldn't be able, I don't think, to lift my hands and say, immediately, in Jesus' name, I forgive you. I don't think I could. I would have to pray, and then with my will, I would have to forgive that person. It would be a process that I would go through, and I'm not alone. Many people are like that. Threatening revenge. When you've suffered, when you think back on your past life, maybe that when you were a child, you were bullied. Let's just think about that for a second. When you were a child, someone was constantly bullying you at school, and you've always wanted to meet that person. You've always wanted to come face to face with that person who was bullying you. And you'd like to say to them, why? I was bullied by a teacher at school. And quite often, I think to myself, I would love to come face to face with that teacher who taught me those years ago and say to him, why did you do that? What did I do to you to cause you to bully me in such a horrible way? I can honestly say that that particular teacher, I have forgiven him. That is completely forgiven. But I would still love to come to face with him and say to him, why did you do that? But you see, looking at this, Jesus is not even wanting to do that. He doesn't want to threaten revenge when he has suffered. And believe me, Jesus suffered. He suffered so much. Isaiah says that he went to the cross like a lamb to the slaughter. He didn't moan, he didn't complain. He was in the garden, and just before he was taken, he said, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to drink its poison. And then he said those immortal words, but not my will be done, but thy will. Not my will, Lord, but your will, always your will. Is that our epitaph, beloved? But not my will, Lord, whatever is your will. Would that be my epitaph? What Jesus did was to leave his case in the hands of the Lord, who always judges fairly. Beloved, I think if we're feeling revengeful, if we're feeling in that situation where we want to get revenge on somebody for something that they have done to us many years ago, as I've just said, maybe, or just last week, whatever it is, I believe the word for you today, right now, is why don't you do what Jesus did? Why don't you leave it completely in the hands of Almighty God, who always judges fairly? Think about it. Just think about that for a second. All of the revenge that you feel, all of the hatred maybe that you feel, could dissipate and disappear. There is someone actually who is a colleague of my wife. He's in her office, as it were. And this guy has constantly bullied my wife. And so my immediate thing is, do you know what? I want to take revenge against this guy. I want to make him see what suffering he has caused. But I'm reading this today, and this applies to me, beloved. This applies to me today, right now, right at this very moment. And I'm being open and honest with you here. Jesus left his case in the hands of Almighty God, who always judges fairly. I am going to leave this in the hands of Almighty God, as far as I'm concerned, who always judges fairly. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for how your word changes our hearts, changes our lives, and changes our perception, Father. And today, I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray.
In the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.